Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Been talking and praying this week about living life to the full and the things that God will fill us with, how He wants us to use His Spirit, His presence within us, that we can have a full life, and those things that we live with in the world, not simply so that we can have it made, but so that we can be the full influence of Jesus, that He created us to be, that He's called us to be, that He wants us to be. So we're going to wrap up the broadcast part of the week today with talking about being full of listening. And an interesting verse that I chose perhaps an interesting title that I chose to go with the verse that I chose, but whichever way you want to look at it, it doesn't really talk about listening directly, but we're going to unwrap that in just a moment. The verse is Colossians 4, verse 6. It says, "Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone." Your conversation's full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Did you hear listening in there? Maybe it's a trick question, since the topic is listening. You're expecting to hear it. I believe that one of the reasons that we don't have good answers is that we're not good listeners. And sometimes the most grace-filled thing we can do is to listen when someone else is talking. And so when our conversations are full of grace, we're paying attention to what the other is saying so that we may have good answers. James says that everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. And I think sometimes we live as Christians and we think we know the right answers. We've read God's Word. We have God's Spirit within us. And so we see a situation, and without applying much grace in the area of observation or listening, we speak up. Other times we see a situation, and instead of applying any observation, any listening, we ignore it because we're not quite sure what to say. We don't have an answer. And I suspect if one was better than the other, not giving an answer that would be a bad answer is better than giving a bad answer, but how much better it is to be full of grace so that you would listen with your ears, with your heart, with your eyes, with your being. But it's not simply listening to the people that we're involved in conversations with. It's also part of this being full of grace and seasoned with salt is listening to God, paying attention to His Word so that we would know how to answer. And I think there are times where we study God's Word, we know what it says, our answers are filled with truth, but there's no heart in it. There's other times we listen to people, we are moved, our answers are filled with emotion, with heart, but we've not spent time with God, and there's little to no truth in it. God's desire, then, our conversations with Him, our conversations with others, are filled with the grace of listening. So that our answers would be good.
that's seasoned with salt. It's what makes our answers tasteful. We know how to answer because we've stepped into the life of someone else. We've stepped into the life of God's Word. And we can give tasteful answers. When I grew up, we had a practice in medicines that we would have to take, and pills especially that did not taste good. Mom would crush them up and mix them in a spoonful of maple syrup. And family makes maple syrup. What was we had, it was plentiful in our house. And that tastefulness would get me to take the medicine that I needed and be more agreeable about taking it. It wasn't something that I would refuse if Mom insisted, because I knew the value of obeying Mom. But her desire was to make it as less painful as possible, to make it tasteful, so that I would accept what I needed. And when our conversation is full of grace, we spend time listening so that the truth is more acceptable. It's not that we change the truth. We learn how to present it. God's Word is true. He doesn't change His mind. There's no, this was sin, now it's not. There's a somewhat popular meme going around that, for the most part, I like what it says, but it gets to the point and it says that Jesus broke a lot of laws to love people. And the problem with that statement is it's not true. He broke a lot of tradition. He broke a lot of cultural taboos. But if Jesus broke any laws, then His death, burial, and resurrection has no impact on our life, because He was simply paying for His own sin. He broke the traditions, perhaps the laws of man, if you want to look at it that way. But the way that it's typically stated in that social media meme, I think, can be very misleading. And we begin to think, as those who want to give good answers, that we have to choose between truth and love, between compassion and right. And it's this being filled with grace that we listen to God and to people, with obviously God carrying the authority. We answer in tasteful ways that bring about transformation. It's what God does in our life. He says, "All who are weary, come to me and I will give you rest." And it's in that time of rest that He begins to work on us to transform us. It's not designed to make our transformation from being dead in sin to alive in Christ a painful one. That grace that He offers makes it a tasteful situation. And we live life and we encounter people, and it's easy to, well, kind of fill in the conversation in our own mind before we even begin. And then our answers, well, they don't come across as all that helpful. Had a conversation yesterday morning as I was coming into work that an individual that needed to talk with about where he was and what he was doing, and had a pleasant conversation. We came to an agreement because as I listened, I understood what he was going through. As he listened, he understood why he couldn't be where he was. And we chatted beyond that and talked about life and the things going on in his life. And I believe from his reaction and my reaction and all parties involved, it was filled with flavor. I've had other conversations. I talked about one a week or so ago that did not involve a whole lot of listening, and it was not filled with good flavor. But God's desire is that our conversations would be filled with grace, seasoned with salt, so that we would know how to answer. We would have good answers. I believe we do that when grace leads us to listening. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself and called us to be good listeners. You've told us to be quick to listen and slow to speak, slow to become angry. Our responses ought to be delayed so that our conversations can be full of grace as we listen. As we listen to you, we learn truth, we learn forgiveness, we learn correction, we learn all that we need. And as we listen to people, we learn how to apply those things that we've been taught by you. We've been taught from your word. We learn grace and empathy as we are filled with this desire to have good answers and helpful answers. And so, Father, help us to be those who seek a life filled with grace in our conversations, so that our answers are not simply technically correct, but they're helpfully correct. And Father, may we hold fast to your word, that our answers are filled with truth and heart. As Jesus loved people, he was never afraid, at least not the way I read your word, to speak truth into the lives of people that were caught up in sin. And for the most part, the people accepted that truth because they could see and feel the love that was behind it. And God, as we live life, we realize there were also those Pharisees, those religious leaders that Jesus had the same love for, but they were so entrenched in their own arrogance and pride that they would reject that combination of truth and love that Jesus presented to them. And so, Father, help us to be aware that even our putting into practice the truth and love, the filled with grace and seasoned with salt conversations, there still will be those that flat out reject it because they don't want to listen. And may that never change how we respond to people. May we not become so calloused by those that flat out reject a combination of truth and love that we quit doing it. May our conversations in every form possible, whether it's verbal conversations, written conversations, social media conversations, whatever it looks like, may they always be filled with this grace of listening. May they always be flavorful, tasteful. May the love that fills them always help them to be heard as they're meant to be. And Father, as we pay attention, as we grow in this grace of listening, may our listening to you guide everything else that we do. And as we live life today, may we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.